All right, let's talk more Eagles football with our next guest, Ray Dittinger. Of course, joins us every single Monday at this time. And Ray, as always, is brought to us by Verizon. Phones were not made to be broken, but life happens. So when your phone breaks, Verizon's got you. Trade in any phone at your local Verizon store in any condition guaranteed and get a great deal on one of their best 5G phones with Unlimited Ultimate. By the way, reminder, Seth Joyner today at 9 o'clock. And if you have to go into work, you know, prior to 9 and can't continue to listen, remember, you can go back later today, Odyssey app, and listen to Seth from 9 to 10, listen to Ray, listen to all the interviews we're going to do through the week, including Nick Sirianni tomorrow at 8:40. Let's welcome right now the Diddy, Ray Dittinger. Ray Diddy, sir, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
Just fantastic. So, Ray, how impressed were you with what the Eagles did yesterday?
Very. I'm sure that's all you've been talking about all morning. I mean, that was a no doubt about it domination. It really, once you got past the first drive,
yep,
which was a little scary. Once you got past that, and the Eagles got things going, I mean, they were in complete control of that game. And you can talk last week the Giants. I mean, they dominate the Giants, but you got to put it in context and say, you know, how good are the Giants? Not very. But this was a game against a good team, against a great quarterback, they needed to win just as much as the Eagles. I mean, they're coming around trying to overcome a bad start, and this is a big game for them at home to try and get their season back on track. And the Eagles went in there and really, really played well. I mean, on both sides of the ball, this was probably their most complete performance. And it really, you know, with Jacksonville coming in here next week and the realistic prospect of being 6-2 at this point in the season, with a whole lot of road games behind you now, things are setting up very nicely for this team.
What's the temperature right now, Ray, with Jacksonville and Doug Peterson? We know earlier in the season it was pretty dicey job security wise for Doug, but they this game they took Green Bay down to the wire. How's Doug looking in terms of job security?
Not too good, John. The owner a couple weeks ago when they went over to London to play. Which it seems like they do every other week, but a couple weeks ago when they went over there, the buzzards were really circling, and the owner came out and said, "I'm not anticipating any changes from my coach and general manager." Which, you know, you can take that any way you want to take it. To me, it's often a bad sign.
Yeah,
the dreaded,
right,
as they refer to it, the quote unquote dreaded vote of confidence. Mm. And right now, where they are, Doug's in a bad spot because they've got only got two wins, had a couple of real bad losses, and now they got a ton of injuries. And they're coming into and you look at their schedule coming up the next several weeks. I mean, they got some real heavyweights coming up, and obviously coming into Philadelphia right now isn't the easiest assignment. So, my fear is that if this season continues on the path that it is right now, I mean, this is looking like maybe a 4-13 kind of year, and I just don't
know
if Doug, can survive that. I mean, at the start of this year, they were talking about, or the owner was talking about, being a playoff team. They were disappointed that they felt last season got away from them, and the owner kind of made this season a mandate that, you know, we're going to be in the postseason. And it looks like right now that's a real long shot. And if they fall way short, which they could,
yeah,
I'm afraid it's going to cost Doug his job.
Well, my worry is that desperation could translate to the Jacksonville Jaguars looking like,
yeah,
a good team against us.
All right, Ray, let's just stick with the Eagles game from yesterday, though, if we can, before we preview 6 days from now. So Jalen's performance yesterday, can you put into context what it means from your perspective for this season and the bigger picture for him as the Eagles starting quarterback? I thought it was a tremendous step forward yesterday, Ray.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, I mean, last week, even though they won big in New York, there were people who were just saying, well, that was a Saquon game. And, you know, Jalen didn't have a whole lot to do with it. You know, and you and I were even talking this time last week about, did the Eagles' game plan reflect a lack of confidence in the quarterback because they asked him to do so little?
Yep.
I didn't feel that way. I just kind of felt like the way the game was going, they were winning the game, dominating it by running the ball, so why not run the ball? I didn't really think it was a reflection on the quarterback or their confidence in the quarterback, so I didn't feel that way. But, you know, I did look at this game as a really good test. not that I thought that the Cincinnati defense was that great, but there was a lot at stake here. And Hurts came out and was just terrific. I mean, beyond, his numbers were really good, obviously. But I mean, beyond that, it was the way he looked.
Yep.
I mean, the way he just was so in the only way I could put it is he's so in command of everything that was happening out there. He was very comfortable. The line did a terrific job in protecting him, and he was just in complete command. And every time, he was just on point with his throws. His timing was great. He was very comfortable in the pocket. He moved when he had to move. He didn't look skittish. He wasn't trying to force anything. He just kind of let it come to him. And just watching the game, it was like any time he wanted to get the ball to Brown or Smith, he did. You know, he targeted him 13 times, and they made 11 catches, which is remarkable production to wide receivers who were running they weren't running dink and dunk routes.
Mm-hmm.
He never put the ball in harm's way. He never felt like he was pushing it, which earlier in the season I thought he was, which sort of accounts for a lot of the turnovers earlier. He was just trying to force things sometimes when they weren't there. Not yesterday. And now you've had three straight games where his quarterback efficiency rating, passer rating, well over 100. Since the bye week, since he's come back from the bye week, completing over 70% of his passes. And the big thing is he has zero turnovers. And earlier in the year, that was the big problem. You know, you look at the personnel in this offense. You look at the playmakers, the people they have out there, the wide receivers, Barkley, Goddard when he's there. But you look at the playmakers they have on this team. If they just don't turn the ball over, this offense is very hard to stop.
Yeah.
It's very hard to stop. I mean, the trouble they were having earlier this year is they were making mistakes and they were turning the ball over. But if they can take that out of their game and just not turn the ball over, you're going to have a heck of a time stopping this offense.
Totally. And, Ray, it's made the whole operation has made a lot easier when the defense also does its job. Can you present what you see from Vic Fangio, his influence, and the evolution of this defense now over 2 months, because they too have taken a massive step forward.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I don't want to overstate it because as Bill Parcells used to say, I don't want to put them in Canton yet. but what a difference Cooper DeJean has made. You talk about a guy who's had an impact. He's been really good. I mean, almost every game now, he makes a big play. And the play he makes on Jamar Chase there on that fourth down play, where he recognizes it right away, knows exactly where to be, and makes a tackle on a guy that's one of the elite receivers in the league on fourth down and really changes the whole flow of the game. That's the kind of player he is. And it's a shame that he had the hamstring injury that slowed him down. And at the beginning of the year, he wasn't really able to contribute, but now he is. And being able to use him on that defense and be a regular part of that defense has made a huge difference. You know, you talk about Fangio. Everybody talks about coming into a season is, you know, how much players and young players have to learn from a new coach. If a new coach comes in, what we have to learn from this guy, we have to learn what he wants. Well, there's another side to that, too, and that is that the coach has to learn about the players. You know, before he can start laying out the game plan from week to week, he has to be confident in knowing what he's asking these guys to do. Because at that point, he's really not that sure. He's got to see it himself before he knows exactly what he's going to ask these guys to do and be comfortable with it.
So the players have
to learn from the coach, but the coach has to learn about the players and what he can ask them to do. And I think week by week now, you're seeing that Vic is getting to that point where he now knows what he can ask Mitchell to do. He knows what he can ask DeJean to do. You know, he knows what he can ask some of these other guys on defense to do. And it's all sort of coming together. And yesterday, I mean, in the second half of that game, they hamstrung Joe Burrow. I mean, it's a shame that he's playing behind such a bad offensive line. He's a great young quarterback, and they have done a very poor job of putting a line in front of him. But the Eagles took full advantage of it in the second half of that game and just shut that offense down.
So this is sustainable from your perspective? Like, this looks like the team, both sides of the football, are operating at peak efficiency, and it's not a mirage. This is not that Bengals team was overrated. Everyone thinks Burrow is better than what he really is. That team was about to be resurgent, I thought, personally. How do you feel about that, Ray? And really, it is this real? Are we back atop the NFC? Because it feels like that's where we belong, and it feels like that, like, all of a sudden we're there. But that doesn't seem right, does it?
Well, not when you consider what, you know, the questions we were asking just a couple weeks ago.
The concern level was so high, and
now
all of a sudden, looked really good for a couple weeks. Is there concern left?
Yeah. I thought that yesterday was an enormous step forward. Now, I'm not prepared to say that this team's going to, you know, run the table, or even say that they're going to win the division now, given the way Washington's playing. But I definitely feel, and the fans should feel, much better about this team now, because yesterday was just a very emphatic statement. I mean, that was it's tough to go on the road in the NFL and win a game that way, to win a game that handily against another team that coming going in. Hey, listen, you know, Cincinnati was favored in that game.
Yep.
I mean, Cincinnati,
2.5 points, 3 points, some places.
Yeah, I mean, it opened to 2.5 and actually went up to 3 at one point. I mean, people were actually betting that game. They liked the Bengals, and they liked Burrow, obviously. But, I mean, the Eagles went in there and just really and really took care of business. So, I mean, I think that I had my doubts. I had major doubts after the Tampa game. I mean, that was just a pitiful performance, and I didn't know how they were going to come out of the bye, and frankly, you know, coming out of the bye, they didn't look very good against Cleveland, and you're really scratching your head. Last week was a big win, but against a bad opponent. This was a win that you could kind of look at and say, okay, this is definitely something we can build on. You know, and I think what you're seeing is, you know, you talk about a team finding itself or finding an identity or establishing an identity. That's kind of where you are now. I mean, the offense, you know, when Jalen's playing the way he's playing now and not making mistakes and turning the ball over, this is a very, very good offensive team.
Yeah.
And the defense is getting better by the week. So, yeah, I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, you got to feel pretty good about this. I don't think this was a one-off. I don't think this was a fluke. Or I don't think anybody can watch that game and fairly say, the Bengals had a bad day. Mm-hmm. No, the Bengals had a bad day because the Eagles played so well.
Yeah, we took it. We made it bad for them.
Yeah, and for a team that a couple of weeks ago, I think, whether they want to admit it or not, were probably asking a lot of hard questions about themselves. I mean, I think the Eagles right now probably feel pretty good about where they are.
Are we better than the Lions?
No. Not right now. Right now the Lions look to me like the best team in the league. I mean, even though the Chiefs are undefeated, they're still not offensively. They're still not where I know they're capable of being, and I suspect that by the end of the year they will be. I mean, they're undefeated largely because of their defense. But right now, in terms of top to bottoms, and certainly in the NFC, you know, the Lions are the best team. Now, will they be there in Week 17? I don't know. But right now, I mean, I think they look really, really good.
Ray, great stuff, my man. We look forward to talking to you next week. And who would have thought it could be a 6-2 team? It should be a 6-2 team when we talk to you next week. Thank you, Ray.
All right. Always a pleasure. Take care, guys.
Love it. There he is, the Diddy, Ray Dittinger. All right.